Yeah, good to be back, Rory. Thanks for having me back in. Training's gone absolutely amazing. I really want to prove a point with this fight now.
Mm.
It's the rematch everyone wants to see, myself and James O'Connell, aka Donkey. It's been said to be one of the best fights that ever come over to the country.
It really, really was.
The atmosphere was electric. It's a fight I kind of feel, the more I watch it, kind of a little bit hard done by the more I watch it, but I'm leaving nothing to chance. Next Saturday night, you're going to see something magic, I promise you that.
I thought you were hard done by, but then I might have been slightly biased.
Look, amazing fight. It was an absolutely brilliant fight. If you watch the video over the commentator, it was kind of in commentary properly. It was so exciting, you know.
Oh man,
it's the best fight they've ever seen live. They said
it was
a standing ovation, which the commentators gave themselves as the whole Neptune Stadium. But Thai boxing is scored on effect, and I think my shots are more effective the more I watch. And
Busier fighter of the two.
On the outside, it was that bit better. No, he had a fantastic finish, in fairness to him, you know.
Mm.
He had a very good round four. I thought I just edged round five, you know. But look, it's past. What's done is done. He got the decision. Ended up having a great couple of fights after that, and building his reputation and so forth. So fair play to him. But next Saturday night is a whole different story. The rematch is on, and I'm leaving nothing to chance. I'm walking out with the victory, no doubt.
Has it given you? I suppose it's giving you that bit of extra motivation, that bit of extra pep in yourself whenever you step to the gym, whenever you go running the roads. It's like that focus it's giving you.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I'm just leaving nothing to chance. Training has been so good this camp. Not to mention all the lads that are on hard individual fights, you know. There's Mac, there's Owen Mac, there's Keane Hurley, who's my own fighter actually, who's just doing his training camp in this with the Siam Gym at the moment. We have Steve O'Mahony, Wayne Cambridge. Martin himself is making a comeback.
Yeah, he kept that very quiet because we had him on the show two weeks ago and didn't say a word to me, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, I'm fighting.
Yeah, Martin plays his cards close to his chest.
He does,
He's lethal that way. But we all knew, though he actually said nothing in the gym to us.
Yeah.
We all knew he was fighting, just the way he was training, and just training has done has been phenomenal. But again, I'm sparring with Martin and all those lads I just mentioned. Training has just been fantastic. Everyone pushing each other like that, and I'm pushing the lads, they're pushing me, nothing's been left to chance with each other. And you know, Saturday night is just going to be amazing. I'm kind of gutting away, I'm kind of fighting on it. You know, it's going to be such an exciting show.
Yeah, it's an amazing card that Martin's put together. Do you feel that this is the best training camp you've had so in quite a long time? Or
I feel fantastic. Again, no, my besides the Thai boxing side of things, the pads and stuff, and the fight camp itself, I've done a lot of strength and conditioning. Another one of the other Siam Warriors fighters, Darren Cashman, who does a lot of
I've trained with Darren. I know how hard he can be.
Darren really has pushed me this for the camp as well, and you know, I feel absolutely amazing. My speed, my accuracy, my strength and stamina as well become fantastic. I've noticed it in sparring as well, just a bit of more explosive power in it. So I definitely have to say a big thank you to Darren Cashman as well, you know. So it's been fantastic so far.
As you say, this is your second fight with James. I mean, like, what are his strengths as a fighter? You've obviously seen him fight a lot of times as well, like, so you obviously know him quite well.
Yeah, he comes forward a lot, you know. He's a leave it all in the ring, never give up attitude. I do myself. So when you get attributes like that, who fighters just won't give up. Like, I've had my ribs broken in fights. I won't quit. He won't quit. Sparks are going to fly, man. There's no doubt about it. Neptune Stadium is going to be on fire.
There's something about Neptune Stadium, the atmosphere that's generated up there, isn't there?
I don't know. It seems to be just the Siam shows, where the following we have, you know, because there's actually been other fight promotions, boxing promotions, MMA promotions. It just doesn't live up to the Siam show.
Yeah.
So it's just the Siam promotion. The fan following we have, the production, the hard work and production Martin Horgan puts in to get the superstars over, like, you know, they genuinely entertain the crowd. Martin always makes fantastic matchups where the crowd get their value for money, you know. So it's just down to how Martin's matchmaking and his hard work he puts in behind the scenes. That recipe is always fantastic for the Neptune itself, you know.
Certainly is. I can't wait for Saturday night. As you said, a lot of lads in the gym getting ready for their own fights. Some really, really mouth-watering fights on the card, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Ryan Sheen get back into action, because that guy's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, Ryan has gone up another level again since his last fight. Even sparring him again, he looks sharp, he looks fit, he looks stronger as well. He's hitting hard lately for such a small guy.
Yeah.
He has a very, very, very hard fight. The Japanese fighters, They're like that kamikaze style. Like, they just leave it all in the ring. So he has a very hard fight. But no, Ryan, he's been in the lines then before. He will, no doubt, he's going to come out on top.
Certainly.
The Jap has actually said he's coming home with it. It's done already. He believes he's going to win it, but I genuinely believe Ryan's going to turn him to sushi. Like, so. No doubt about that.
And Sean Clancy back in the gym this week as well. He's been blazing a trail in Thailand. Last time I saw him, he was fighting Shan Shai in wraps.
Yeah, absolutely. Clancy's just back from, he just came back yesterday. He made his first appearance in the gym yesterday. Bit of banter as well around Facebook, Photoshop and a few photos. His training has been fantastic. He's pretty much based in Thailand at the moment, so his camp has been fantastic, no doubt about it. Recently, just off of a couple of big wins, a once in a lifetime opportunity fight against Sanchai.
Yeah.
Right, it didn't go his way, but not many fighters do against Sanchai.
That's one to tell the grandkids.
I was just going to say it, just one for the grandkids there for to see who fought the greatest pound for pound fighter on the planet. So. No doubt. Clancy has a very hard fight there. He's pretty much fighting a Japanese Mike Tyson. You know, he's known for banging the jaws off people. But look, Clancy, if anyone has ever seen Sean Clancy fight again, never say a die attitude. He'll keep coming at you. And I believe he'll break the fighters his heart and pretty much rag the neck off him.
That's something you all share in Sime, actually. You just always keep going forward and never stop.
It's just down to the training camp, and you know, when you're surrounded by winners and a winning mentality, we all push each other. There's myself, Clancy, there's Martin, always had some wars in the past. Ryan Sheen's had a few wars in the past. It all rubs off him against Wayne Cambridge, who, geez, there's another one there. He's fighting Paddy Douglas, who had an absolute war and has been fight of the year so far, in the last, so I am sure. And that's the rematch there. It's another mouth-watering fight. But then look, that's just the way we train, like leave it all in the ring, leave nothing to chance. All you can do is your best, and just once you leave it all in there, that's the main thing, you know.
Can't wait for Saturday night, Aaron. I'm not going to wish you luck because you don't need it, because you're going to get the win on Saturday. But really looking forward to seeing your performance Saturday night, and I know you've got a few people you want to thank just ahead of Saturday night.
Absolutely, I have to everyone in the gym, everyone who's pushed me, all the lads in the gym. There's some unsung heroes, Wayne Sheehan, Michael O'Mahony in the gym, Martin, all the fighters. I have to say a huge thank you to BodyChef.ie. They've supplied me with fantastic meal preps and ready-made meals. Like, this is the best weight cut it's ever I've ever had for a fight. So Body Chef, thank you so much. My own brand Sub Zero Cryotherapy has helped me along the way, keep me nice and fresh and injury free. And I always give a charity shout out to Cork Jog Action Welfare Group, who I always support a lot. You know, so thanks for all the support, lads. And see you Saturday.
Don't forget April there. You've got April highlighted there.
Yeah,
well.
my partner crime April. She's listened to me. I give over a lot lately with the fight camp and all. So she deserves a big shout out as well, no doubt.
All right, best of luck. Actually, no, I'm not wishing you luck, dude. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday
Absolutely.
Night. Can't wait to see it.
Thanks very much, Rory. Cheers, man.
Owen, Ryan, thanks very much for coming in. Owen, my start with yourself. How's training camp been going for this one?
Brilliant, yeah. We as usual, really started around 6-7 weeks ago as normal. We got right into the camp from the get go. It helps a lot. There's so many of us in the gym fighting on the one card again as usual, like, and everyone pushing each other, going hard with each other. Everything's going well. Looking forward to it now into the last week, so nearly there.
Not an easy opponent. I've been watching Mickey O'Grady for the last couple of years, and he's gotten steadily better and better and better from what I've seen from him.
Mickey's a very good fighter. I'm really looking forward to this fight, like you said, as time goes on, Mickey got better and better. So I think two of us are well matched for each other. I think a lot of people are at this end, like, none of us are going to be going out looking for each other. Wayne Sheehan, when the lad said you could put two of us in the phone box and we'd probably be able to fight as well, like, you know what I mean? There's going to be no running away from each other or nothing like that. We're just going to be in there. I've no doubt that a couple of people at the same as I could be fighting tonight we're looking at, so hopefully I'm really looking forward to it.
There's no such thing as a boring old Mac fight anyway, is
there? I don't like to think so anyway, you know. I don't think I'd like to go on the back foot or anything like that. I'd like to go and plough forward, and hopefully if I can get an early stoppage or hurt anybody early or something like that, that's what I like to fight. That's the way I like to fight, like. So like I said, looking forward to Saturday night.
And Ryan, international action for you now against a Japanese fighter on Saturday night.
Yeah, and it'll be quite a headlining fight for the world, really, like, you know. Trying to win great for this fight, and just looking forward to being kind of the main, as you'd say, like a world title fight, be kind of the main fight in the card, like, you know. So to be the main fight in this card is amazing, like,
because it was originally supposed to be a rematch with the Japanese fighter fight last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately Shiro had to pull out, withdrew to a broken arm, so we got a replacement, as again Matt, like, you know, really stuck to it, like, and made sure he got a high level opponent. from Japan, he's currently ranked number one and the number one contender. So, again, it's a high level fight. Like,
Have you seen much video of him? Have you been able to find out much about him?
I've just seen a few clips. Like, he likes to come forward. Like, he's like myself, likes to get into an elbow war. likes to trade shots. But anyone who sees me fight, like, you know, knows I can bring it. Like, and I can bring pressure as well. So I won't be on the back foot.
You seem to be stepping up a level with every fight at this stage.
That's the way I want to be. Like, I'm only 19, so like, if I can do this for another 10 years and try and get to the high level, like the bigger stages and fight the bigger opponents, that's the mission. Like,
do you ever feel pressured now fighting these international standard guys?
No, not really. I don't feel the pressure till about 2 or 3 minutes before the fight when my name's getting called out, and then I kind of like, here we go. Another day at the office, you know.
Happy days. Owen, fighting Neptune, I'd imagine, is just a very special place for all of you.
Yeah, Neptune's brilliant, you know. Like, a few people commented calling it the Mecca of Irish Muay Thai now at the moment. It's brilliant. The crowds we get in there and all that, especially for a card this magnitude and everything. Like, there's people from all over the country coming. Like you said, we have the Japs coming over, there's people from the Ukraine, Italian fighters, stuff like that, and then there's lads that are actually even travelling from the UK then as well to watch the fights. The crowds themselves, the atmosphere there, it's going to be electric on the night it is. It's going to be brilliant. Like.
And with you being a Cork versus Cork fight, that atmosphere is going to be even more amplified.
That'll be, I'd say, without a doubt. Like, you know, like, Mickey always brings a great crowd with him, like that. Like, all the lads in Carrigaline, Muay Thai, stuff like that, all his family, friends, everything come with him. I bring a good crowd myself. So, and just the fact, like you said, two Cork based fighters, I say, just that fight alone, the roof will be lifted off it. But then there's so many other, it's such a stacked card, and everyone else that's on it as well, the crowd's going to be mental. Like, it is.
Ryan, I had Martin Horgan on the show 2 weeks ago, and he said nothing to me about stepping back into the ring next Saturday night. When did you find out, and did you have a kind of an inkling that he was kind of ramping himself up?
Yeah, we kind of had the idea he was going to come fighting again, because the last couple of, as we said, like, we started the fight camp 7 or 8 weeks ago, you know, and like, he was there from the start. Like, he said, I'll do the wake up with you now. But he says that every fight camp, he goes, I'll do the wake up with you. And this time he actually was training like a fighter, like, you know, no injuries or anything, like, and he was training, like, and then all of a sudden he just dropped it. He just dropped it, like, no hints, just released the fight, and everyone kind of was surprised.
Not an easy fight from either one, is it?
No, Aaron Rowan's a really good fighter. Aaron comes forward a lot. He's a very unorthodox sort of fighter. Like, you don't know what he's going to throw at you. Like, I fought him myself right before. And Martin's, you know what I mean? I think there's gonna be no doubt that Martin will go in. He know what kind of fighter Aaron is, and I think that Martin's really started the best welterweight to come out of Ireland so far. Like, and he's just gonna prove it again at this stage. Like,
Ryan, there's some fantastic fights on the card as well. Aaron versus James O'Connell is gonna be possibly one of the fights of the night.
That's gonna be messy, because both boys, like, Aaron already lost to him in the first fight, and I think James is going to try and come and prove a point that he's still the better fighter. But the way Aaron's trained, he's grinding it out, and with his ability, like, I think he can pull it off and just prove why he is the best 57 kilo fighter in Irish history. So hopefully he can just go out and do the job now, like, you know.
Did you see that first fight? Were you backstage or?
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. I stuck to the ring watching it.
Yeah. I was in the corner with Aaron for that fight. And it was just madness.
One of the best fights I've genuinely ever seen. Like.
Oh, it was unbelievable. From the start, like, Aaron really upped the pressure on the first round line. Session, he was the first or second round, he cut Donkey, and like, the blood was coming in. And like, Donkey's that type of fighter, like, no matter how much you hurt him, he won't go back. Like, he's had the fight in Willie Murphy twice as well, like, and two of them were two great wars with each other. And no doubt this is just going to be another one now again. Like.
And good to see Sean Clancy back around the gym, I'd imagine, as well.
Yeah, brilliant. He flew back in there Friday night. He was back training with us again yesterday morning. He wasn't back 2 seconds and the messing was starting again already. So,
that's unlike him.
Exactly. So it was like he never left again. So it was really good. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Fantastic. Lads, predictions for your fights on Saturday night, Ryan, first?
Blood.
Yeah.
Looking forward to all out war, without a doubt. So definitely looking forward to it.
Lads, I won't wish you luck. Just have fun. Be safe Saturday night. And really looking forward to seeing you perform on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Rory. Thanks, Rory.